Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. Breaking news. Russia comes out and says that it will take gold or Bitcoin for natural gas. Let's go right into the story. This is from the article I pulled up was from NASDAQ, and I believe it's via Bitcoin Magazine. And first of all, I want to give a huge shout out to my good buddy Luke Groman, who really called this. Yesterday, we did a story on how Russia said that it would take rubles for natural gas from the quote-unquote unfriendly countries. Luke called that, and at the same time, he said they might take gold for oil or natural gas, and we're seeing that play out right in front of our own eyes here. Going into the story, it says Russia can trade with friendly countries in national currencies or Bitcoin. The chairman of the State Duma Committee on Energy said, Russia is open to accepting Bitcoin for its natural resource exports. The chairman of the country's Congressional Energy Committee, Pavel Salvani, said in a press conference Thursday, that is today. Salvani explained that Russia is open to accepting different currencies for its exports, beginning natural gas. So he's now beginning with natural gas, but what he's implying there is this could mean oil in the future, or maybe even fertilizer. However, the chairman said terms will be depending upon the country's foreign relationship status with Russia. The friendly countries like China, Turkey, or I would guess Saudi Arabia, which don't pressure us, then we have been offering them for a while to switch payments to national currencies like rubles, yuan. In other words, moving away from the dollar. With Turkey, it can be liras or rubles, they said. So there can be a variety of currencies. In other words, other than the dollar, we got to say that because that's really kind of the underlying message here. And that's standard practice. If they want to use Bitcoin, then we'll trade Bitcoin, he said. Salvani's statement comes at the heels of President Putin comments on Wednesday demanding that unfriendly countries pay for Russian gas in rubles. Putin's message was clear, but it is unclear whether Russia can unilaterally change existing contracts agreed upon in euros. Well, who's to say they can't? I mean, at the end of the day, a contract is just an agreement between two people, right? So if one party says, like Russia, says, no, we're going to, you know, we see the contract a different way. What's the other party going to do? Just say, oh, no, legally, you need to allow us to pay in euros. They're going to say pound sand. And then what are you going to do, Europe? It's they're holding not all the cards, but he who holds the energy holds most of the cards. And this is a great example of it right here. So moving on, when we exchange with Western countries, they should pay in hard money and hard money in gold, or they must pay in currencies which are convenient for us, he said. And that is the national currency, the ruble. That relates to our unfriendly countries. So basically what he's saying is that United States, UK, NATO nations, Germany, you have got a couple choices. Either you're going to pay us in Bitcoin or gold, or you're going to pay us in rubles. You decide. And again, this is exactly what Luke Groman was talking about. And if you don't really know why they're making these demands, go ahead and watch my whiteboard video on it. I describe it in great detail as far as Luke's hypothesis that we're seeing play out right in front of our own eyes now. Russia being open to accept Bitcoin shift the tide as Putin last year dismissed the possibility. Putin said, I believe it has value. Putin said at the time, referring to Bitcoin, but I don't believe it can be used in the oil trade. So, you know, that was a year ago. Things have changed. So then they go on to talk about the liquidity in Bitcoin and whether it's realistic to be used for all of the transactions, which it's not about the market size. It's well, I guess it is about the market size, but it's really about the price of Bitcoin. I mean, is there enough Bitcoin liquidity at $40,000 a coin? Probably not. Is there enough at 4 million a coin? Probably. Same thing with gold. It all depends on the price. And that goes back to the whiteboard video. And I think at the end of the day, these countries are realizing that they want a reserve asset that isn't someone else's liability. In other words, they want a reserve asset where they can trust the future purchasing power, and they can trust the fact that they will always have access to that reserve asset, whether it is their own currency, whether it's gold, or in this case, possibly Bitcoin. So on that note, I want to go over to another article just to highlight some of the kind of the quote unquote fake news that I see surfacing around Russia. And it is my view, and I'm not saying this is a matter of fact, I'm just saying this is my view based on kind of all the information and kind of based on what I think the incentives are at play with the media, the politicians, and the global elite. It's my view that they're trying to manipulate the public to support the United States or NATO getting involved with this war with Russia. And I think one of the ways they're doing that is to get people super emotional about this. And they're doing this by the way they present certain things, or they don't present other things. It's kind of an error of omission at times. But I think another thing they're trying to do is make it seem as though Russia is weak, as though they're crumbling, as though they have no leverage whatsoever, and that if we went to war with Russia, we would just destroy them within a matter of days. I think they're trying to get us to underestimate the opponent. And again, why? Because they're trying to get the public to support the United States getting involved, because the politicians, the global elite, and therefore the media is incentivized for the United States to get involved with this war. I call it the military-industrial complex, etc. It behooves them for us to go from Afghanistan to Ukraine, let's say. But here I want to point out this article that really illustrates my point. U.S. to sanction over 300 Russian elite and block Russian central bank gold. So if you're just the average Joe or Jane and you don't pay a lot of attention to this stuff, you've probably been hearing, maybe in the alternative media space, that Russia has quite a bit of leverage due to the fact that they have so much gold. And maybe you watch one of George Gammon's whiteboard videos on it. Maybe you listen to Luke Gromen, said, they have 2,100 tons of gold, and they've been accumulating it rapidly since 2014, or since Crimea and the initial sanctions on Russia. Maybe they've got some sort of game plan for this gold. But see, I think the media knows that the average Joe is getting that information, and therefore this is their counter. They want to say, oh, hey, average Joe, whoa, time out. Don't think for one single solitary second that Russia has any leverage whatsoever with that gold, because we can go ahead and seize their gold just like we seized their dollar FX reserves. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macro economics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. Now, of course, any of you watching this live stream, or any of you that even know the first thing about gold, you realize that that's one of the main benefits, is that it is payment in and of itself. There is no counterparty risk with gold. So help me understand how the U.S. or the West can access or restrict Russia's access to their own gold. The bottom line is they can't. This is total nonsense. This is fake news meant to manipulate you. And if you don't believe me, maybe you're saying to yourself, well, George, maybe in the article they explain something that you don't really realize. Maybe most of their gold is held at the Federal Reserve or something like that. Okay, well, let's just go down this article. And it's not just CNBC, mind you. If you Google Russia sanctioned gold, you're going to have countless articles over the last couple days pop up saying that we basically control Russia's gold supply. So going through the keynotes or the key points here, United States plans to sanction about 400 Russian individuals. And this is another thing that's bizarre. Okay, fine. Sanction them. Well, what do you think that's going to do? Is that going to somehow? And I remember hearing Kevin Leary yesterday. And, you know, I don't know this guy, but I think he represents kind of this normal talking head type of individual. And when you hear these people speak, it is just glaringly obvious that they're not really, I don't know that they're not deep thinkers in general, but they sure haven't given this a lot of thought. Because I remember one of the things I heard him say is that since we're sanctioning these oligarchs, that they're going to get so pissed off that they're going to assassinate Putin. It's like, what are you talking about? Now, I'm not saying that Putin won't get assassinated, but who would you be pissed off? Let's just go back to the Iraq war. All right. Let's say that you're worth $100 million. And you have $100 million in a bank account in Switzerland. And the United States invades Iraq. And let's say you're like, okay, well, that makes sense to me. The only thing that I've been hearing from the media is just weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein's a bad guy. I totally get it. And it makes sense as to why the United States is doing this. Again, this is not now in hindsight. This is prior to, let's just say, you know, 2001, 2002, something like that. And then as a result of the United States invading Iraq, Switzerland decides to freeze your $100 million. Are you going to be pissed off at Switzerland or are you going to be pissed off at George Bush? I mean, come on. This is nonsense. Your immediate response is you're going to be pissed off at your bank. And you're going to say, what the F? I don't care what George Bush is doing. That's none of my business. How can you? This is my money. How can you take my money? You see, and it's the exact same thing here. It's just total, again, this is just the media trying to make you believe that we have some sort of leverage that we don't. They're trying to make you underestimate the opponent. And as that ancient Chinese philosopher said, that is one of the biggest mistakes we can make. But moving on, the G7 group of major economies in the European Union will also announce new measures to crack down on Russian efforts to evade current sanctions, including those on its central bank. Okay, what? Any specifics there? President Joe Biden will announce measures during a speech at NATO on Thursday, the first of three major addresses he'll deliver during the day in Brussels. Okay, didn't hear anything about gold, did you? Weird. Maybe they just forgot to talk about it in the key points, since it's part of the title and everything. But, and I won't bore you with the details, I went through this entire article and I found zero mentions of gold. Not even one. The closest thing they said to gold is that they're exploring options to try to prevent the Russian central bank from getting around sanctions. Okay, well, is that specifically pertaining to gold? And how exactly would you do that? You see, there isn't a way to do that. Yeah, but they want to make you believe as though there is. They want you to believe that the United States has control over all of this. And going back to Kevin Lear, I don't know if I finished my thought there, but basically his view was that the Russian oligarchs are going to assassinate Putin. But he talked about the Russian people standing up against Putin because of all of the corporations that are pulling out of Russia. And one of the main examples he used is that they're not going to have any cartoons in Russia because Disney is pulling out and Netflix is pulling out. So what are the Russians going to do? How pissed off are they going to be when they don't even have cartoons? Now you think I'm making that up. You think I'm joking, but I'm not. That's exactly the example he used. was the Russians are going to get so mad that they're going to assassinate Putin because they don't have access to Disney cartoons anymore. This is the level of thinking, or lack thereof, we're dealing with in the mainstream media. And this goes back to what I was saying about, you know, who knows what the objectives are here, but the net result is these countries, India, Russia, China, most likely Saudi Arabia, Iran, potentially Brazil, these BRIC countries that have most of the energy and they control most of the food through fertilizer, they are moving away from the dollar. It doesn't mean that the dollar loses reserve status tomorrow, but it means that this process has started. And why? Well, because one of the main reasons is because the United States came out and froze Russia's FX reserves, something that has never been done before. They have never weaponized the dollar to that degree. And so this is one of the knock-on effects. So it goes back to our earlier video. Is it one of Russia's objectives in this whole invasion to try to get or incentivize these other countries to move away from the dollar? I don't know. I have no clue. But if it is, it's working. And even if it wasn't one of their objectives, the net result is still the same. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism, and we'll see you in the next video.